The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Our number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. That's YouTube TV, by the way, not YouTube TV. And Baton Rouge. I'm getting tweets now, Jeff. People are like, what's with Baton Rouge? Why do you keep saying that? It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to be unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger. There you go.
All right.
It's a little slow on the take, but hey, we got there.
That's okay. We're there. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Lots of football in the air. Doesn't it feel like it's like, it just, you feel it. And it's just after last week, it's like, thank God.
When you just see players on the field,
yeah,
just the colors of the uniforms, sure. You're like, oh, now this is great.
Yeah, you know, I'm not in baseball like I used to be when I was a kid.
Me too.
Even though I grew up baseball, I'm just not in it like I used to be. First half of the season, I am. The second half, I really kind of.
You know. We were just having a baseball conversation last night, though. But still, what still is so appealing about baseball is when a pitcher is doing something historical.
Yes.
But like, I'm still a baseball nerd in that way. But I don't bet it like I used to.
I got you. You're right. I'm more talking about being the baseball nerd. I used to love watching baseball.
Yeah.
Love going to games. I haven't went to a game in a couple of years.
You see the Jeter doc, the captain?
I got to tell you, I watched the first three, I think, I'm done with it.
I watched all seven.
Did you? I wish I didn't see it because maybe the other ones would be good. I was looking forward to seeing it.
I didn't see it. Well, the thing about that was so great. I have made this point a few times.
Ahead.
It's literally only 20 years ago, roughly, right? On the far side and the short side of 20 years ago when he's winning championships. And I felt like I was an 80-year-old man. I'm like, wow, was baseball great.
Yeah.
Because you remember all those games vividly. And that's not like some black and white, the Giants win the pennant, you know, forever ago. That's literally
Bobby
like a
Thompson.
Blink of an eye ago.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the sport was in a different place.
I feel the same thing about the 86 Mets. I like the 30 for 30 that was on.
Oh, how great was that?
I absolutely loved it. I watched it twice. I was a fan back then.
Characters, man.
I was a fan. I remember, you know, I was in high school. It was probably like 10th grade, I think, yeah. And I remember Dykstra hit a home run that get him into the playoffs, like a saving home run that got him in the playoffs. And I was decorating the house. Now that's how much of a fan I was. I was because that got him into the World Series, and I just went nuts about that. And it's funny the reason why I'm saying Dykstra too. It's funny he followed me on Twitter. I don't know why.
Dykstra did?
Yes. I don't know why. So, but you know, Dykstra's a little off.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? Right.
Oh yeah, a little.
You
off.
Know, he's a little off.
Though Joe Fortenbaugh from Daily Wager was telling the story. Remember in Moneyball, for those who read or watched the movie Moneyball. Billy Beane,
love the movie,
the architect of the whole A's ability to make the playoffs every year with a very small budget, going with inefficiencies in player personnel market. But he was talking about how one of the keys to that story was it was talking about how he imploded as a baseball player. Billy Beane was this great five-tool prospect when he was younger.
On the Mets.
He did was care about, I have got to reach my potential, I'm the hyped man. And he had this roommate. He saved the name for the end. He had this roommate who didn't care night after night, day after day, just showed up at the ballpark. Some days he would go 3 for 4. Some days he'd go 0 for 4. He didn't care. He just showed up at the ballpark. And it was Lenny Dykstra.
Wow.
And he's like, and that guy ended up being Lenny Dykstra.
Right.
Who on the baseball field was phenomenal.
He was nails.
Nails.
Yeah.
What a great nickname.
Yeah.
Off the field, different story.
Yeah, he's a little off. Gets a little too political and stuff, which I don't like ever doing. But yeah, so I also McMahon, the historic quarterback,
Jim McMahon,
of course, from the Bears. Also, I was like pretty.
He followed you as well.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. Now it's probably an algorithm. It's probably not even these guys. It's probably like some.
You know who follows me? Nancy O'Dell. That's who follows
there
me.
There you go.
No, but the difference.
These are guys that I just watched though too in 30 for 30. The 30 for 30 with the Bears. I'm sure you've seen.
Oh yeah,
the Bears.
I've seen them all.
Yeah,
every one of them.
I think the end of that was. The history behind that, too, is both coaches were carried off. Buddy Ryan and Dicker were carried off the field. I'm not 100%
that is
positive,
correct.
But I think
they both were raised on the shoulders.
On the shoulder, yeah.
Buddy Ryan for being the architect of the 46 defense.
Yeah, yeah. So that was they do a great job at those.
It's the best. I always say the five best things that ESPN does. College game day, which is just its own feel, college football. 30 for 30s without question. And then I can't remember the other three.
Wow, but the 30 for 30s
one
is
them,
one.
One of them was 100. There are 150 college football anniversary specials, which didn't get a lot of pub, which were spectacular. Anything Malika does was a fourth. I can't remember what the fifth.
Right.
Scott Van Pelt is one big thing every night. The fact that he cohesively writes a very nicely written, poignant thing every night is tremendous that he does that on such a consistent basis.
And our friend Chris on College Game Day there, it's just such a pump when you see them location or whatever.
And it all rises beautifully to Corso picking the winner of the game with the mascot head. So a little bit of we were talking off air about living in Vegas versus the sports betting options everywhere else, how they're better in Colorado, New Jersey, some things we talk about here in Nevada. So the Cosmopolitan, their sportsbook has been for many years now a Caesars William Hill sportsbook. Either today or Sunday, 2 days from now, because the building was sold and now it's an MGM building, it will switch over to be an MGM sportsbook. Same employees. All the employees kept their jobs, right, as it turns out. So, again, just sort of a thing. Now, there's a Caesars at Planet Hollywood and there's a Caesars at Caesars, obviously, so it's not that far away, right? But it's just it's just another little mark in the it's getting even more and more homogenous kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now I love, by the way,
where you live. That's right.
Well, so where I live, and by the way, this show is sponsored by BetMGM.
Yeah.
So I have a BetMGM at Aria. I will now have a BetMGM at Cosmopolitan. And to have, and then I also have one at Park MGM. So I am completely surrounded now by BetMGM books. If I were to go past BetMGM, I would have to go to Planet Hollywood or Caesars for William Hill. I'm trying to think what's like the next one on the other side. Anyway, it's like we still here in Nevada. And by the way, we have said nothing on this show but praise for both of those two books.
Sure.
Because they take bets and they pay bets and they pay them without any complaint whatsoever. So mazel tov to both of those. But I bring it up only to say, okay, it's still a reminder of how no one else has arrived.
Well, Gil, I'm going to go backwards a little bit, though.
Oh, please do.
I'm upset. If I have to think about being upset, and I have been in the past, but I haven't really thought about it in a while, if you lived in that same spot where, by the way, I lived there, too, for a couple of years, years before, before City Center was even there, if you lived in that, the Jockey Club's there, right?
Jockey Club is still there. Believe it or not, it's still there.
Right, didn't sell out. Right, and it's on a little island next to Caesars, or you might as well call it. Behind the Cosmo, next to Caesars. If you lived in the Jockey Club 10 years ago, or even better yet, 20 years ago, you had so many different sports books to bet at walking distance, and they've all been gobbled up by either MGM or Caesars brand. So as a bettor, the options now are basically two sports books within a quarter of a mile there.
That's right.
And
that's my point.
It's not for a guy like me. But when I first came to Vegas in the early 90s, there was the fabulous Four Corners there, where there was Bally's across the street. There was, believe it or not, these are places people don't really know. Bourbon Street. Remember Bourbon Street?
Yes. No?
There was Bourbon Street. There was Bally's. There was the Maxim. There was Caesars. Now you had, of course, you had Barbary Coast.
Everyone Think was about, a different operator.
And Bellagio. Think about these different operators. You had six within, a payphones. By the way, there was payphones everywhere when I first came to town. Within a payphones reach. And you can call up your buddies, and then they'll give you the lines in every single sports book around where you can. And now you have to walk to that sports book, but it was all within, walking distance. Now you don't have that. You have two sports books to bet at.
Thank God it's those two. But there hasn't. It is like the word I'll use is getting more homogenous. Right.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah.
Again, Betfred has never gotten a license over at Virgin. It's incredible.
The real reason has never popped out. I mean, do we know?
We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm sure if we dug, we could find out.
Mr. Rothstein, you people will never know how it works out here.
I felt that way during my hearing. Gil, just remember, you're our guest around here.
You're just our guests. But, they haven't opened yet, and you go through it, and it looks like it's open, but you can watch games in there.
You can watch games. How awkward is that? Hey, guys, you want to go to the Betfred and watch a game?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, let's watch college football at Virgin this year. Let's just hang out there and not make bets. But now we are getting So is the Hard Rock that is going to be where the Mirage currently is? So that was effectively the trade that MGM made, right? It's not really a trade, but effectively they're like, we'll take the Cosmo, we'll get rid of Mirage.
Oh, okay.
I'm simplifying it.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Sure.
Do we know what sportsbook is going to be operating? We don't know.
I don't. I haven't. How about, you know, we're not putting a sportsbook in the mix here that I've never made a bet at yet.
No.
I think you have. You made a tennis bet there. I know you made one. The Virgin. No, not Virgin.
No, Resorts World.
Resorts World. Right?
Yes, Virgin I made is, one bet there.
Virgin is yes. Where Beth Fred is. Resorts World.
Yes. That's right.
They have a walk-up book there?
They have a walk-up book.
And they have an app.
Yes.
They have an app.
Yes.
And, like, how did they get slip right in with the gaming board? How do they you know, get approved? You know what I mean?
Did I tell you my Resorts World story when I first got there?
No.
I think I might have said on air.
Okay.
But I went there, and they had sets. They had, like, set spreads in tennis.
Right.
So I was like, oh, you don't really. At that time, you didn't see it. MGM has them now. But I was like, you didn't see that in Vegas. I was like, oh, you guys have these. So I made one bet. And a guy who knows me from the show but was, like, the back-end operator, he wasn't a Resorts World guy, but he was doing the technology end of it.
Right.
I don't remember his name, but he used to work at the Link, so he knew me from there, too. He said, he goes, well, can I ask you what you just bet there? I was like, yeah, tennis. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, guess what? They're also doing F1 head-to-heads. He goes, these people are going to learn the hard way, aren't they?
Wow.
I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Formula One head-to-head matchups.
Jesus.
Because all you're doing is attracting sharps with certain markets.
Sure.
And so, yeah.
Of course. There's only a certain market.
But you're right. How'd they get through?
Yeah, no. I mean, they got through. It's amazing. Beth Fred didn't get through.
It's almost as if there's other things going on behind the scenes that we couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
It's Bill Krakenberger, everybody, in studio. At Bill Krakman with the K. Unscripted on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN College Football Guide. Allow me one more reminder on this. It's out now, and our NFL guide drops next week. Don't forget about that. Humans did a great job on all of this. Our experts provide profiles of every team with team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations, plus best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Remember, the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSiN All-Access subscriber. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback, good, bad, and different. Ben McGovern, two things. Don't forget LeBron, back to our LeBron conversation. Don't forget LeBron needs cash to be the principal owner of the Vegas expansion team. And $100 million is $100 million. I hear you, Ben McGovern. He said, item number two, with diminishing home field advantage, doesn't that change the calculus on teasers? I don't know if that changes the calculus on teasers, but yes, we did note that these things are shifting with time, but just for the purposes of our conversation, we wanted to just talk historically what the best plus EV numbers are. They're still, threes and sevens are still very important in the NFL. Steven Vegas, not sure if it changed today, but talking about the Braves and the Mets game. He says, but the Braves confirmed Fried yesterday, as reported by the Mets' current champions of broadcasting, Keith, Gary, and Ron. Sans Ron, he says, during the ending of last night's telecast, hence the seven, take that for what you will. I think what we were saying was it should probably be below the seven.
Right, we were saying now, 6.5.
Yeah. Jesse Welch, man, Will Hill killed it. Definitely brought the funny, great couple of segments, fellas. Great having Will in here. And on with the tweets. Norman Vegas. I guess this one is for both me and Felica. Maybe Felica can answer this. Big Ten announced new TV contract this morning with Fox, NBC, and CBS. So now that Big Ten will no longer be on ESPN starting next year, will College Game Day no longer land at a Big Ten school? Well, if they're not having the games. Certainly.
I mean, they have gone to SEC games that were on CBS in the past, so.
Yes,
I don't
but
think that will,
it'll
think
be
that
more,
will
the, more the exception than the rule, though, that is.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Phil New, Gil, big fan. Please elaborate on books not paying out winning bets. I can't believe this happens. Well, Phil, new to this show, what I would just say is after we're off the air, just check out my pinned tweet. That was back in 2018, just one example. But that was Will Hill back in the day under different management.
Yeah.
They're
not like that
anymore.
You can check out my tweets with Bet365, trying to steal the guy's money.
Was there a resolution to that?
Oh, they gave him the money back, but it took him, you know.
Took him forever.
Yeah. The guy deposits money. They say, well, we have to vet your account. And he says, just give me my money back. And he said, no, we can't give it back to you. We need to hold it for a couple months interest, you know, for interest free. And intimidate you to maybe you just walking away from the money. So
as opposed to, and this doesn't make what I'm about to say right, but as opposed to, so I went to a book last week to make a tennis bet because there was a stray number. And I knew that this book was not likely to give me a large bet.
Right.
But I went ahead and said, hey, can I put $2,000 on this? 30-1. And they came back. Sure, the guy elevated to a couple steps about. And he goes, hey, Gil, I can give you $500.
He knew you were?
Yeah.
Good.
Or he had my idea new. I don't know. It was unclear.
Because if he knew who he was, he gave you a little play on it.
Unclear.
But if he didn't know, you may get walking papers.
He let me have a nickel.
Yeah.
I was like, really, not a thousand? He goes, nah, sorry, just a nickel. I was like, okay. But that's the thing. I do want to make that distinction. If I know that's your business model in advance, like you and I have talked about this before.
Sure.
Like if it's your business model, it's your business model, and it's up to you, the sports bettor, to sort of recognize that. You can only get so mad at that, right? Because you know that that's what they're about. Okay, but I just wanted the number. That's different from post making a bet and then having shenanigans happen.
Yes.
That's where the problem is.
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. I'm going to just talk about one tweet here.
Please.
Because I see here, Rather Be Betting Podcast, I guess it is. Barbary Coast payphones. I am ready to cry. Such memories. Please talk about beepers. Gil, did you have a sports beeper?
We all
they
had
were
them.
Free. If you joined, if you joined a sports book, they would send it to you, and you had a beeper.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what he's. Well, he's probably not talking about that.
He's talking about the technology.
Beepers. When you can go to from payphone to payphone beep you know the line in a different sports book.
Early '90s, everybody had a beeper.
Right. Right, like
it was just a hit me on the hip.
The technology.
I had a buddy who was like, hit me on the hip. I was like, oh, my God, yeah. I'm hitting him on the
Las
hip.
Las Vegas Club Sportsbook downtown. And, of course, your show is awesome, Gil. Las Vegas Club, they had a lot of specials downtown. As a matter of fact, downtown had so many different sports books. You could just stay down at the Golden Nugget in 1992 and have, a plethora of sports books. You never had to leave. You had, literally, you can start from the El Cortez. You had the El Cortez, then you had... the ones that Joe Asher took over. I can't think of it. Lucky's, Leroy's, Cal Neva was another book that was down. There was three books down.
That was Chrissy's. Cal Neva.
Yeah, that's right. Cal Neva was Chris. So those three. Then you had the Golden Nugget sports book. You had individual sports books. It was just a great time to be a sports bettor in Las Vegas. Not that now isn't, but because now it's at the palm of your hands. More convenient. It's easier. And you can have different sports betting apps. You know, if someone asked me a question, more than once or twice, I know it's a popular question. The most popular question I get from people I run into, hey, I'm coming to Vegas, or hey, I'm in Vegas. You know, what sports books do I play with?
Yeah.
And even though I don't play with some of these sports books because I'm not allowed, I still give them the ad. I say, listen, you should have a Stations app, you should have a Coast app, and have a Will Hill app. That's what I tell them. You know, so have some variance and different. You should have them in town because you'll see the difference. You'll see half a point if you're betting underdogs, especially closer to game time. You'll maybe get a half a point here and there. So it's good to have those apps. And even though, like I said, I don't play at a couple of them. Because I'm not allowed to play. But I think there are softer apps. And they're the ones I recommend to people. So. It's not like it used to be, like I said, with all those sports books in town, but it's still a good time to be a sports bettor.
Yeah.
And especially now, like, I run to the border and I can bet DraftKings or FanDuel or, the other sports books that are, you just go to Arizona and make some bets and turn around.
Don't you think we'll look back on that one day? Or maybe we won't, but I think we'll look back on that one day. Remember when we have to cross the border to make bets in Arizona? That kind
of
thing.
Yeah, people, when I say I'm running to the border, they think you're going to
Parlay screeches on the gravel once he gets across the border. He's like,
you have been there, though, right?
I've done it once.
You've done it once.
One time.
Gil?
And one time was enough.
Haven't done it.
No.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. So I was talking to one of the people at VEASAN. Are you guys even allowed to have a DraftKings app?
No.
You're not?
Well, we're allowed to have the app to look at the lines.
I'm sorry. You're not allowed to have an account.
We're not allowed to bet. Yeah.
Okay. But you can have a BetMGM, right?
Yeah.
BetMGM you can have, of course. But
yeah.
That gives you – that loses a good out for you. But –
Well, that's anyway. Well. So again, that's that. You know, the one thing that I would it's interesting with BetMGM and William Hill, and again, both of them. The thing that I'll say is, and people can knock them all they want, they take great bets.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, I'm back in William Hill now, so I'm back at the Caesars brand.
And they pay you, and it's a wonderful thing. But you know what I've started to notice with, and both of these, with tennis? It's funny, when tennis has come here stateside, now that we're in hard courts and we're back in the United States, it's interesting how inconsistent they are in putting up overnights now, all of a sudden.
Okay, so in tennis now.
In tennis, okay. Specifically. So I would love to ask someone at either shop, like, why is it that why is it that certain matches don't appear?
Gotcha.
So that's one thing that's cropped up.
Interesting.
So if you're monitoring these things on a daily basis like we do, you notice these kinds of things.
I monitored the preseason lines on Monday. I was interested to know.
How'd you do week one?
Listen, let me be blunt. I said it before on the show. If you're not making money in preseason football, you probably shouldn't be handicapping. It's almost like the draft betting. You probably should be giving it up because there's that much of an edge just betting preseason football, which I don't bet during the season. I don't bet a lot of NFL sides. You know, maybe one a week, only because I'm in Vegas and I can see that I can get those extra half points that I know that are valuable to me on certain games and certain numbers. But as far as preseason, I'll bet. Every week, I'll bet five and one so far preseason. So Monday, I was interested to see Monday which lines came up and who was the books that were going to put up the lines.
Right, first, yeah,
because we all know last week. I think it was counting the Hall of Fame game. I think it was 14-3 with the overs. 13-3 plus the one overs.
Correct.
So I was wondering what the lines would come up.
They adjusted the heck out of them.
About 8 points.
Yeah.
Which, let me just tell you, it's too high because you have week one, in my opinion, you have week one and anything went really, even some coaches I actually heard said, listen, I want nobody hurt today. That's the main thing. So even though it was your third string was starting on defense or whatever it may be, they want nobody hurt. So I'll just tell you, this week, as we see now, almost every single game, it's funny as we're sitting here now, the opposite's happening on one game. Every single game got hit to the under. You can see the red marks there. That's an over. That's funny. But, yeah, so the Washington game, Washington, Kansas City right now is getting hit to the over. But almost every single game was hit to the under by one of the four or five syndicate groups. And let's call them syndicate groups, even though – you know, it's a new crowd. It's younger guys that are betting now, moving these lines. Brand new groups, never heard of them before until this year.
Care to share what you bet this week?
Yeah, when we come back,
let's do that. With Bill Kragenberger, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. We get texts, we get tweets. Lou Finicaro, sweet Lou. He said, morning, Gil, is always a great show. Eventually, something happens that almost makes me drive off the road, and that's what you just mentioned about three-team 10-point totals as a tease of the NFL. I'm erasing home, almost getting in car wrecks because I think I can get them. Who loves you, brother? Thank you, Lou. I appreciate that. I was joking. By the way, we also get a tweet here. Just let me read this first. This is from Mike Ross. Listening to your segment and heard how you're talking about certain books don't have certain matches in tennis. He said, I use Bet Rivers as my main book, and they never offer Alexander Bublik matches for some reason. No Sasha Bublik at Bet Rivers? What's wrong? They don't like him? It is funny with tennis how like certain ones don't show up sometimes. Back to the Lou thing. We were joking how we weren't joking. 560-0. People were betting offshore, three-team, 10-point teasers, all on overs last week.
Right.
560-0. Not that I was doing, but we know somebody. Jason Weingart was actually betting.
Yeah.
Was actually betting.
Oh, wow. But he actually got him in.
He got him in.
Yeah. You know, there's throughout the season, I was back last year in New Jersey. I'll give you guys a little bit of an edge. Three-team, 6-point teasers, basic strategy teasers, drew the key numbers plus 175 at the Golden Nugget, I was betting. And you don't have to know anything. You could just know that you're taking a team from 8 down to 2. You're taking a certain plus 2, you're taking the plus 8. And plus 180 I used to get on these, but plus 175 is still good. That's a really good teaser. If your book offers you a three-team six-point teaser at plus 170 or better, it's almost basic strategy teasers you guys can play every week, and that's a winning combination.
Yeah, I was talking a little bit about how at the South Point, how the book's counter to bettors being successful with teasers was to raise the juice, and that's a whole other conversation. I actually referenced you. I'm like, Bill and I could have a conversation about this because he has some thoughts about it. Oh, Jeff Parlay has a breaking.
All right, so just so we are all on alert here.
Yes.
The Browns have delayed their media availability today. Couple that with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, tweeting that there will be news today on Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
So at least want to just get that on everyone's radar.
There will be news.
That there will be something today coming on the Deshaun Watson suspension.
Breaking news, there will be news.
Hey, that's something, Gil.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be news. The reason that it's been delayed, any sort of definitive NFL ruling on Deshaun Watson on their appeal here, is because we've been led to believe they were waiting to see if the NFL and Deshaun Watson's camp could make some kind of agreement. And what we heard was that Deshaun would have been okay with 8 after the 6-game suspension was already issued by Judge Sue Robinson, former judge, and that the NFL wanted to do the hammer of the full season. So apparently they were or were not able to come to an agreement. I don't know. That's why it's been delayed this long. So we'll see. There will be news, Billy.
There will be blood.
By the way, you ever see that movie?
Yes.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Anything Daniel Day-Lewis is in, I want to see.
Oh, my God. You ever see Lincoln?
Yes.
You forget that you're not watching Abe Lincoln.
Absolutely.
I'm like, is that our 16th president? Oh, that's right. It's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Unbelievable. He retired.
Did he?
He's like, maybe I'll do a movie here and there. But he's one of those eccentric,
There will be blood, bugs. The way he walked.
Yes.
What a great actor.
What
was that? What were we talking about? I can't remember now.
I had a couple things to talk about. We're talking about teasers.
Oh, okay. So I want to get back to
that. You were talking about teasers.
Yes. So one of the things I didn't mention was, so again, the South Point had teasers, still does, 6 point, 6.5, 7 point, anywhere between 2 to 8 legs. So it's over 20 different variations of that. And again, as the years went on, they raised the juice, as other books did, to counter. And what it does is incrementally bring up your break-even percentage by doing that. One of the ones that they had back in the day when they were doing the inventory on this, where they found out that most of them were not profitable for them, is that six point six team teasers.
Wow, what's the juice back on that? What are they giving you back on that?
So back in the day, they used to pay out 7-1 on that, I believe.
Wow.
By the way, don't hold me to this. I might be completely wrong. But I think it was 6.6 team teasers.
Wow.
Where they were paying out 7-1, and sharp bettors can sniff out anything.
Sure.
And what you should have been getting on that was 5.5-1, I believe. And so they were just crushing 6.6 team teasers.
Yeah,
I think that was the.
I like what you said though too. Sharp bettors, they'll find something.
Oh, and you know who I'm talking about, people, right? Like certain people come into your mind when I say
that. It's like the movie Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. The dinosaurs were testing the defenses for weakness.
That's exactly right.
It draws parallels to that. That's exactly what the sharp bettors do. They look at every single thing.
Testing defenses for weakness.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's exactly what they do. And once in a while, they'll find an area of defense that they can get over.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all math in the end, but math bores people. But yes, if you can find, so just what you were talking about, certain numbers, it's just auto, but you just got to do them.
Yeah.
Plus 175? Okay, plus 180? Yeah. All right, I'll do it.
And I know by giving it out sometimes it hurts, but you hope that the people in charge of these books aren't listening to everything. That's why, that's the reason. It's tough to give out a lot of things. But
listening.
I give out the unders. Like I said, I give out the unders. Like, I think unders are a good way to go this week. But, Fez just texted me something here. He's right, too. So he said, and he's absolutely right, years in the past, we'd see a 42 that's going to go to 40, and it would slowly move maybe over a 48-hour period.
Now it's a blink.
Now it's 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But literally, these totals are moving like from 42.5 to 39 in one shot. Now you have these younger groups I talked about before last break, these younger groups, I know a couple that are, you know, under 35 mm-hmm. that are extremely smart, that came out of the woodwork, that were just betters. Now they're media personalities also. They're giving out games. You know, that you have this Adam Chernoff, who has a text service on Telegram, I guess. You can join.
Hugely popular.
The text service with, like, literally, like they said, there was 3,000 to 4,000 people on this. And as soon as he's talking about something, it moves instantly another couple of points. So last week, I think you had Rass release a game at Pick'em. Then literally he released a game at -3 and it goes to 5. And I'll just tell you, I don't know if any other bet is right except for taking that 5. I just think a 5-point move based on...
It's too much now.
Well, the volume of bettors that are on this, even if they're small bettors betting $50, $25, in volume hitting a sports book, bang, 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 they're going to overmove that line to probably make it a profitable side betting the other side at the peak.
At the peak.
You can almost say that for any sport, by the way, and any syndicate group, mm-hmm. not just them, these guys. So... It's a whole new game now compared to even 2 years ago. Literally 10, 20 seconds, the game's moved four or five points.
Well, let's forget about the groups for a second. So when I was doing primetime action with Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin, and they're still doing it, we noticed over our 2 years doing it, because we were on one primetime games were on, Monday nights, Thursday nights. You know, it used to be that... Again, just what Fez is talking about. It used to be that you would see, you know, oh, look, it's moving right now. It's big news. It's moving from, it's the one move of the night.
Right.
Before primetime games now, forget about syndicate groups. Because there are literally millions upon millions of more bettors, millions upon millions more bettors betting these things now with legalization in 30 states plus D.C., it's a Christmas tree like we've never seen before every night before these primetime games. So we had to get used to that also. It's not what you're talking about, but it's also that just we forget about how things change so quickly.
Right.
And just the manner of markets changing. Because now we'd be on like the 30 minutes, the 45 minutes before primetime games, banging all over the place. Didn't used to be that way.
Sure.
But now it is, because there's just so it's just so liquid now.
It is. It's especially in softer markets like this preseason, where any little click of or any little move, you know, I'm going to talk about something that I've never ever talked about before. It's so easy to manipulate the market. It really is. I can't believe the other day I actually did. I bet two sports books. I'm not going to name the two.
Mm-hmm.
I bet two sports books over 41 on the Baltimore Arizona. Sunday, August 20th, this is Sunday's game. I bet over on two different books. And sure enough, they both moved to 42. And the entire screen, there wasn't one sports book that did not move to 42.
Is that because it's you?
Well, it's because I'm betting the key sports books that are going to over move off of someone mm-hmm. like myself betting. So, and then, of course, I came in and my buddies all came in on the under, and it's now 38.5 with the right way. I don't know if they would get upset at that, these sports books, but you know, once in a while you have to use it to your advantage, and you let's just call it manipulating lines.
Yeah.
It's something that all the sharp groups have done over the years.
60 Minutes did a whole piece on Billy Walters doing it.
Manipulating lines. So it was interesting to see something like that.
You're not the only one who has told me this story recently, by the way. I know someone else who appears on this show regularly is doing that.
It's the first time I've done it. It was like, wow, first time I've done it in a long time, and since college basketball. So it was fun.
We'll come back, wrapping things up with Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, right here exclusively on The Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and value. valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Bill Krakenberger is here as well. So is Jeff Parlay. We were just having a spirited discussion off air. When you get the VSiN plus subscription, you can get that one. By the way, before we get on anything else, because we'll get straight into another topic, preseason plays you want to give out?
Oh, no, I just gave you guys one.
Which is the one?
It's not fair giving out a play after it moved.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I would never give anyone New England Patriots. Let's see the current line. New England, I don't know where it's at, but New England, minus three now. Yesterday, the wise guys took them plus two.
But if it comes back, this morning I had, again, Shelby Rogers is a tennis player of mine. She was plus 153 when I bet it last night.
Okay.
But I pointed out when we started the show today, she was plus 123, and I was like, you shouldn't bet it any lower than that, even that kind of thing. But she's come back now to like the plus 130s. You can bet it now.
You know, that's something that was funny. Billy Walters used to do that. Yeah. He did not care what the line was. Alan Boston, he does not care.
Doesn't care.
It doesn't matter that some other group's on that. Yeah. They're playing their side. Yeah. Their handicapper, Billy's, of course.
Well, I think most people don't listen to the parameters,
But anyway, so that's interesting. But this is like, I think Rask gave that out yesterday, New England.
New England.
I think they did. I'm not really sure who bet it. But now the game moved 5 points. The only side of this game to play is the other side, probably. I mean, you can't play New England. We know Belichick. They lost last week, so Belichick probably, even though it's preseason, probably doesn't want to have a losing preseason. He's one of those coaches that likes to win. So,
what did you want to say about season-long props?
Oh, season-long props. That's another thing that, of course, I'm using Fez's word here. Season-long skill position player bets. And it's true. When you're going under on yards by Rodgers or whatever it may be, the players, you really, the importance of playing the unders compared to the overs, you have a built-in advantage, too.
Yeah.
If they miss a game or two.
Injuries.
The line is put up there based on them playing the 17-game season.
That's right.
So last year, literally, two out of three unders cashed. Now, you have to tie up your money for the season. You know, but so that's one of the negatives. But if you have the money to do it, and there's a lot of really good unders to play, and yet I hear so many overs given out in so many shows.
So the way I say it all the time is, I used to do this for baseball season win totals. I said, if your instinct is to have a flurry of overs, you're probably doing this wrong.
Right. In general, yeah.
In general.
Sure, sure.
In baseball totals markets and season wins, if you counted up all the season wins, the pre-flop season wins, they add up to way more than the total amount of wins you can actually have.
Right, right, right.
So that should tell you right from the beginning. Now, some people like Chrissy and Roxy will tell me that's a little overstated, but it should be something that you note. But again, with what you're talking about.
I did bet some overs, though, on pre-flop on baseball win totals, a couple. So, but mostly unders.
Well, I'm not saying they're not going to go over. I'm just saying if your instinct is to go over, you're probably doing this wrong. The same is true for what your skill set, or for your skill position props are.
Yeah.
Because not only do you have to not only is it a bet against injury, it's not only a bet against injury to that player, it's also to, if you're talking about receivers, to the quarterback of that receiver, right?
Sure.
If you're betting a prop on Green Bay Packers wide receiver, you also have to worry about Aaron Rodgers also, right?
That's right.
So there's all kinds of, and just your offense has to click, period. And then your game script, like if you're betting over on a running back, well, I think this running back is going to get a lot of carries. Well, what if they change their offensive philosophy at some point? So it's so hard to get to the overs. Whereas the under, any one of those things can happen, and you're like, sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the driver's
seat. Here's a little
seat.
Something off subject.
Yeah.
So Randy McKay, our buddy Randy.
We love Randy.
He just texts me. He's one of the sharpest guys in all around things. If you see Randy playing something in a casino, you can guarantee there's an edge to it. So I'll just tell you that. Sorry, Randy, to expose your little secret there, which is not too much of a secret. Just sent me, he's in historic Deadwood on his way to Colorado, sent me a video of a recreation of Wild Bill being killed by McCall. Randy, salute, my man. You have a really clear head. How much money do you have that you're sending me during preseason football, all this stuff going on? You're sending me historic Deadwood things. But anyway, just to let you know, guys know, I did one of his buddies that I'm also friends with him, this Vegas T-Bone, he put up a great tweet. So Bally's in Blackhawk, they're giving you $50. I'm reading this from the site. So if you bring them $50 in coins, They're giving you $60 in free slot play, $10 extra. They want your coins, and they're giving you $10 extra, which is 20%. This is unbelievable. I'm going to read his tweet. Bally's is giving 20% on your change, while the green machine at the grocery store is charging you 10%. The cashier said, you don't need to roll a change or anything. You bring it in. I have to be honest with you. It's funny I see this because
where is this?
I have so much change. Gil, I probably have $2,000 or $3,000 in change. I have the whole gallon, you know, big 5 gallon thing full of change for the last 10 years.
I know where you're headed.
Yeah. So it's, I'm wondering if anyone else is going to make that 20% on your money.
Where is this exactly?
This is in Black Hawk, Colorado. I do not know. Max change. Okay. Your max per day is 250. So you get $50 per day. Every day bringing 250, you get $50 free. I mean, that's unbelievable.
This is where Randy is headed.
Yeah, that's where Randy's heading, and he's doing a wheelie in his car because all the change is in the trunk, I'm sure. So he's probably has, you know, but
this,
anyway.
This is how he lives his life, though.
I love him.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
What's on your podcast this week, Wisecracks?
Okay, so I'm doing shooting two this week. Today I'm shooting another one because Kelly in Vegas is in town, so she's going to be on this week. Her and her boyfriend Brett, because Brett has the service, the proxy service, which is really cool. I had talked about I'm going to have Jay Cornegate talking about the Westgate stuff, his contest. You know, there's no rake there. I'm going to have Derek Stevens, you know, with their contest. And, you know, a quick strategy. Let me ask you this. So I had a real sharp guy call me yesterday. He said, listen, if there's going to be an overlay, if you think there's an overlay, go put all the entries in now. So I say, he says, go put all of them because I'm going to have a couple other guys. We're going to go partners. So go put your 20 entries in or six, put your 24 entries in now, you know, all your guys that are going to go partners or whatever. And, you know, because you don't, you know, it's 60% is going to join in the end. But what he was thinking is that maybe it won't look like the kind of value it is, but if anyone has his thought process. But
if everybody did
we don't
that.
Equal a lot of, you right. know, everyone thinks that people do things last minute. It's just in life.
Sure.
Look at the windows every single NFL Sunday. People make their bets at literally 9:59.
I told you, you had a whole summer to do it, and somebody gets shut out at 10 a.m. every
right.
Sunday, week one.
I like that. They had the whole summer
to
do it.
They had the whole summer to bet it. And you're like, I can't believe I didn't get my bet in.
Oh, God.
This place sucks. Yeah. No, actually, it's you.
But anyway, it's an interesting thing. I think there's going to be some value, though, in some of these contests. And there's a contest down at Westgate that I think is going to be it's a smaller contest. It's $200. I'll let you guys know. It's a fun contest, $200. It's a season wins contest they have. So you can bet over-under on each team how many wins they'll have for the year. I think I think you could do some basic strategy
And there'll be really few people probably participating in it as well.
Yeah.
By comparison.
But no one even really knows about it.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting. But.
Well, there's also, again, things we hesitate to say out loud on the show, but hey, why else are we here?
Yeah.
Jeff Parlay with breaking news here. What do we
got? Okay. So
here it is. 2 minutes left.
Yes. From Florio. 11 games for Deshaun Watson settlement. $5 million fine.
So it has been settled.
Yes.
At 11 games. Deshaun Watson willing to eat 11 games plus a $5 million fine. So the NFL gets its wish of adding a fine. And Deshaun Watson is donezo for 11 games, the first 11 games of the regular season. He will be eligible to return for a stretch run and a postseason. So remember, we heard rumors of not only a full season that the NFL wanted to throw the hammer down, maybe they did, but we even heard calendar year. Remember, that came up last week as well, plus a fine, plus everything. But the ultimate answer here is 11 games and a $5 million fine.
First game back for Watson at Houston.
Isn't that interesting? At Houston. Wonder what the exchange was about that specifically. You know, we want him back for the Houston game. You guys have to give us that. So there it is. So now the Browns on the depth chart, and now, you know, bets, what does this mean betting-wise? Well, this was already all, you know, for those who even had them up, this speculation was already built in. Deshaun Watson, we knew, was going to miss the first six games of the season at a minimum. We knew there was probably going to be a more severe penalty. There was certainly going to be a more severe penalty. But this is the settlement. 11 games and $5 million. Jacoby Brissett is number one on the depth chart. The question now becomes, will the Browns be content having Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterback for the first 11 games, barring injury, of the National Football League season? Or will they attempt to make a trade for someone like Jimmy G? Bill, thank you.
Thank you for having me on. Look forward to it. I'll be here next week.
Bill Krakenberger. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy.